welcome to WSD Voice, a podcast focused on positive and informative news in Waterford School District. I am your host, Sarah Davis, the Director of Communications and Community Relations, and I'm here with Waterford School District Superintendent Scott Lindberg. In all of our previous episodes, we have focused on something related to students, but today we're going to gear this podcast toward another very important part of our WSD family, and that is our staff.
Yes, Sarah, our staff here at WSD is second to none. They work every day to create innovative and safe learning environments for our students, and we are truly grateful for them. It is because of this that it is also important for us as a school district to invest in our staff. This is something that, as superintendent, I believe wholeheartedly in, and I've been pleased to work hand in hand with our Human Resources Department on cultivating a culture in WSD that supports our staff in a variety of ways.
Absolutely. So we're here today to talk about some of the recruitment and retention methods we've recently used and how they are working. Here to join us for that conversation is WSD's Executive Director of Human Resources, Susan Feil. Hello, Susan. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor.
First, let's talk about some major HR news that we have from your department this year. WSD was one of only four school districts in Oakland County to receive a $2 million Grow Your Own grant from the state of Michigan. First of all, congratulations, Susan, to you and your team for receiving this grant. I know it took tremendous work to obtain and implement. So can you tell us, what is Grow Your Own?
Absolutely, I'd be honored to. The Grow Your Own grant is a historical opportunity offered by the Michigan Department of Education in response to the teacher shortage that we've all heard about and we all know that's we're experiencing here in Michigan. And literally, the Grow Your Own means it wants to take districts' current employees and help them to become educators. So growing our own employees who are already invested in our students into teachers for our next generation. We have experienced that shortage here in Waterford. We've really struggled and fought to hire teachers, and this has been an incredible opportunity to offer our staff. And I know that the fundamental process that Michigan Department of Education brought this forward is, in fact, to fill the pipeline, help fill the pipeline for teachers for our next generation.
Okay. So what are some of the parameters of that grant?
So it was designed so that school districts could partner with universities that offered educator preparation programs. Mm-hmm. That's a fancy word for teaching programs when we go to teaching colleges so we can get a teaching cert. Our Waterford employees have the opportunity in two different ways. If you're a support staff and you don't currently hold a teaching certificate, this will help you to obtain your initial endorsement to become a teacher. Or secondly, the second arm of the grant is for our current certified teachers, they can earn additional endorsements. So perhaps they're an elementary teacher, but they want to become an ELD teacher. They want to become a special education teacher. These are ways in which these teachers can add that depth to their teaching cert.
What a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. What is covered by this grant exactly for these teachers?
So it is very extensive because MDE really wanted to try to make this a barrier-free program. It covers tuition. It covers the registration fees. It covers the testing cost at the end of the education classes. They have to take a test, MTTC as we know it, in order to obtain that endorsement. And it covers books. It covers travel, and it's really extensive. They have really done a great job to make it barrier-free.
Yeah, it sounds like they've tried to think of everything, all the expenses that might come up when you're a student, because there's a lot of little things that you think about the tuition, right? maybe the room and board, if that's, this wouldn't be the situation in this, but all those other little things, like you said, the books or the transportation.
So. Yes, right down to the $75 fee to apply. And we just got the bill from Oakland University that we were able to reimburse those three teachers that cost.
Wow, okay. And as I understand it, there's a special education component to the grant as well?
There is. And if you're on the Michigan Department of Education website and you go to Michigan Grow Your Own Grant, you'll see there's several different types of grants going on. Our Student Support Services department has been actively working to assist current educators under the MDE Special Education Teacher Tuition Reimbursement Grant. This is a very specific grant that allows our certified teacher, perhaps you're an elementary teacher, and you're a certified teacher and you want to become a special ed teacher. You can receive up to $800 per credit hour, up to 18 credits in your towards working towards that special education endorsement. And while doing so, we are able to get the authorization from MDE that they can currently work in the field as they're going to school. So what we're doing now with the Grow Your Own is so we'll have special education endorsements require a full master's degree. Well, we know that's more than 18 credits. So we are working to complement those staff members that are on that path, that the first 18 credits will be paid for by the special ed grant, and then that's where we pick up. And then we can help them and use the grant funds to pay for the rest of the program so that they're endorsed to become a new special ed teacher.
Wow, that's amazing. Very exciting.
Yes.
I can't wait to hear more about it, but first we need to take a quick commercial break, and then we will be back to learn more about the additional details of the Grow Your Own grant.
Hello, Scott Lindberg here, Superintendent of Waterford School District. It's time to start thinking about where your child should attend school for the 24-25 school year. At Waterford School District, we aim to create today's student to become tomorrow's leader, and we are uniquely prepared to build your child's bright future. We have recently invested over $4 million in cutting-edge curriculum, and in September of this year, we are opening a brand new state-of-the-art Stepanski Early Childhood Center, which we are currently accepting registration for. Learn more and enroll at wsdmi.org/enrollment. That's wsdmi.org/enrollment. Come join us here at Waterford School District, where your child will be inspired, educated, and empowered to thrive.
Okay, and we're back discussing the $2 million Grow Your Own grant opportunity Waterford School District is offering to our staff with our Executive Director of Human Resources, Susan File. Susan, where can the staff obtain their certifications and endorsements, and is there a deadline for all of this?
Yes, we are currently partnering with four universities, Oakland University, Central Michigan University, Northern Michigan University, and Wayne State University. The employees have up until December 31st, 2024, in which to become part of this Grow Your Own grant opportunity.
All right. Thank you for that information, Susan. How many staff have shown an interest so far, and how has the program been moving forward?
So initially we had 57 staff members that responded to our survey. Since then we've had even others say they've heard through the grapevine and through their colleagues, what about this, am I eligible? And so we've picked up more interested staff, both support staff as well as teachers. So we're still able to service and provide opportunities for other staff. And how we initially did this is we held Zoom meetings I invited all of those that initially participated in the survey to join me with the partnering university. So Oakland University would come on, we would, as an example, complete a PowerPoint and help the employee understand, because we've never done anything like this. Michigan Department of Education has never offered this. The universities have never offered anything like this. Certainly Waterford School District has never offered this. And so the employees were working and growing along with us through that. And it's been a really good cooperative response between the employee, the partnering university, and my department. And I can't go any further without really commending the entire team, the support staff and human resources that have worked tirelessly to answer the emails and to provide the information and to connect with the universities and helping our employees make sure that they're being serviced and they're doing the right thing and they're turning in the right information, as well as our business services office, business services. They, the payroll, all of that team has helped us to connect the dots and finally get payment to the universities or reimbursement to the employees. And without them, all of them working together, we could have never lifted this up.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of partnership internally,
mm-hmm.
but then also externally, making connections with the universities and all of those different pieces coming together. And everyone trying something for the first time, but it seems to be going well so far.
Yes, right? Yes.
That's good. We wanted to hear firsthand from one of our teachers who is availing herself of this program. So Scott went to Grayson Elementary to meet with WSD teacher Nicole Reinhart. So let's listen to what she had to say.
Hello, Superintendent Lindberg here at Grayson Elementary with teacher Nicole Reinhart. Nicole, tell us about your current position and what are you doing right now?
I am a resource room teacher at Grayson Elementary and Donaldson Hills Elementary, so I'm half and half, and I'm working with kids with IEPs and working on their goals and pushing them forward and loving it.
Great. And so the school you're attending now and the certification you are going for?
I am currently a student at Oakland University for the second time, mm-hmm. and I'm going for my special ed certificate. It's a master certificate in specific learning disabilities.
Yeah. So what inspired you to take a look at Grow Your Own Grant and go forward with another certification?
Well, it was interesting when I first heard about it was, you know, a year or so ago, mm-hmm. when we were sent an email and asked if we were interested, and I was. So I responded to the email and didn't think much of it. Meanwhile, before that came through, I had a position open and I emailed the powers that be and said, hey, I'm interested. What can we do? So I'm one of the fortunate ones that gets to use part of the special education funds and the Grow Your Own grant, both grants, to fund my education. So that's super exciting.
Yeah, great opportunity. How is this going to enhance your career goals?
Well, I think I'm already meeting my career goals right now, mm-hmm. just because I am so thrilled to have this opportunity. These were my people. Yeah. I think that I knew from the beginning that mm-hmm. this was what I needed to do. I needed for it to fall in my lap to go, yep, this is it.
Yeah.
This is it. And I thought going back to school at my age was going to be hard. Yeah. And it is, yeah. but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
It reminds me of how much I already know, so it kind of revitalizes the career and revitalizes teaching and lets me know that what I'm doing is good stuff.
Yeah, and as we were talking, you are very energetic, and so you're just applying that energy to go a little bit further with
yeah.
your schooling. Share a little bit of your experience with the grant process so far. How has that worked out for you?
Could not have been easier. Like I said, I filled out a Google form, never gave it another thought. And then when I heard about the special ed grant, that was so easy. It was like, yes, for sure. Let's put you in that position. Yeah. Now you need to register at Oakland University, and you don't have to go there, but that was where I wanted to go. And when I heard about all that, I just kept forwarding information and registered for classes. And I'm 3 classes in of 8. And it's going to just help push me forward and be able to help support kids the best that I can.
Yeah, that's great, supporting kids. What advice would you have for others that might be considering this same opportunity?
If you're even thinking about it, do it. This is a once-in-a-lifetime chance. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I know colleagues of mine that are taking advantage of this, and I know they also don't regret it. I just, if you're thinking about furthering your career, if you're thinking about pushing yourself forward or helping to support kids better, do it. Go for it. Do it. Look into it.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Nicole. It was good talking with you today. Thank you.
Wow, great to hear how Nicole is taking full advantage of the Grow Your Own Grant opportunity. After we met with Nicole, we also decided to stop in at Mott High School to hear the interesting story of Irgis Hassa, one of our permanent building subs who's taking advantage of the program. Let's listen to that interview.
Hello, Superintendent Scott Lindberg here, and we are at Mott High School, and I'm here with our building substitute, Irgis Hassa. Irgis, you've got an interesting story. You have a PhD, but you're going back to school. Tell me a little bit about why.
So yeah, when I was back home in Albania, so I work as an archaeologist, and of course I wanted to do that here too, but it was difficult, and so I tried to get another career. So as I explained, when I was back home in Albania, so I had some experiences in teaching, and I said, okay, why not try this experience here? And so this is one of the reasons that I applied in Waterford School District, and my first position here, it was bilingual parent mm-hmm. resource assistant, and this position helped me to decide for a new career mm-hmm. in school as a working as a teacher mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so what certification are you going for?
So I am right now I am enrolled in educational instruction graduate program at Northern Michigan mm-hmm. University, and through this program I want to get my teacher certificate in a secondary education.
How's your coursework going so far?
So right now I am in the beginning phase of this program, but I can already tell that this program will indicate me to work, would indicate my work with students.
And so getting your degree, you're already working with students, you worked at Houghton Elementary last year. How will all these experiences help you serve our students here in Waterford?
So yeah, so working with different, let's say, background elementary and high school level, so it will definitely help me to work as a teacher. So of course that I will work hard to do my best here. So, yeah.
Excellent. Well, so good to have you here. Glad you took a hold of this opportunity. You're making the most of it.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for both Irgis and Nicole, who seem like they are really embracing this head on. Scott, what do you think of their stories and overall what the grant does for WSD?
Well, the grant itself is transformative for WSD because, as Susan mentioned, we are indeed growing our own. And part of our strategic plan is attract, value, and retain. So we are growing our own by investing in our staff so they can invest in our students. And so talking with Nicole, talking with Irgis, we saw different stories, but we were so pleased to see how they are applying themselves and investing in the community and the students of the Waterford School District. So just great examples, great opportunities, and just a great result for our students.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Grow Your Own is a major recruitment and retention tool in the district right now, but is not the only one. HR is quite busy.
Right.
I'm proud to share that the communications department actually partnered with Human Resources to create the Waterford Y video series. And this video series has been running for just over a year now, and every few months we feature a new firsthand testimony from a WSD employee or community stakeholder about why Waterford School District is the best place to work, develop, and flourish as a professional. This video series is also accompanied by a flyer that we have available to hand out at various job fairs and other community events. And we were pleased to recently learn that the Waterford Y earned an award from the National School Public Relations Association. Susan, aside from Grow Your Own and the Waterford Y, what are some other recruitment and retention pieces that you may be working on right now?
I have to piggyback right on the job fair. I was yesterday at Michigan State University at a teacher job fair, and I used that Waterford Y flyer. And I gave them my Waterford why. Why is it that I want to be in Waterford and that they need to ensure that they find the district that they connect with? And I gave them lots of examples of why Waterford is, in my opinion, a destination district. The investment that we do, especially for our new teachers and the teacher induction program. So we're taking that in the HR office and shouting it from the mountaintop, right? And that's been a real honor and a joy for me to do that. We are continuing on job fairs this all spring. And that is a great way to get into the educators' community and let them know that we are invested and we are seeking the best and the brightest. And we have the best and the brightest students, and we want those teachers engaged with our students. Your department has been a great help for us regarding recruiting with social media, meeting the young educators oftentimes where they are. And so we're working on that, and I expect that we'll be expanding that. We continually collaborate with our teachers union to ensure we're hearing on what it is that they feel that they need from the district that supports them in their work. We have to first listen before that we can act, and so that collaboration I think is really key. We are looking at investing in new ways, innovative technology for our onboarding and making things easier and more seamless for people to come and join Waterford School District.
All right. Well, that's a lot of stuff. Scott, some people might not really make the jump that investing in our staff is actually investing in our students, too. I know that you have a background in HR from before you became superintendent. What do you think of all these new recruitment and retention tools that we have in place that Susan just talked about, and what is their impact towards students?
Well, the impact is, as we're growing our staff, we've already hired the staff, right? So they've gone through the hiring process. We know that they are people that we want working with our students, collaborating with our staff, being part of the team. So now we're saying, hey, let's further develop your skills. Let's further develop what you can enhance in the classroom. And for me, for all of us, that is where the rubber meets the road, is in every single classroom in this district before our students, bringing them along, making connections with families, helping students meet their personal best. So when we're helping our staff do their personal best, meet their goals, grow, then they do the same thing with our students. And that's why the Human Resources Department is really the heartbeat of the district, of any school district, because there is where we're looking to build teams, collaboration, work with one another, so we have the best people in front of our students. And that is what we're about every single day.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to add, too, that this program is really life-changing for some, right? Perhaps they've always been in a support staff role and really wanted to be a teacher, and that's why they're doing what they're doing, but they never had perhaps the financial opportunity to do so, their obligations to their family. This is allowing our staff an opportunity that they perhaps never had, or our current sitting teacher, that perhaps it costs $30,000 to become a $40,000 to become a special ed teacher or to become an ELD teacher, but that's a lot of money. And the grant provides this to our staff, and we invest in them, and as Scott said, in turn they invest in the students.
All right, well, thank you, Susan, and thank you, Scott, for discussing the important role that HR plays not only in supporting staff but students as well, the heartbeat of the school district. And I'd also like to thank Irgis and Nicole, who let us interview them and shared their thoughts and experiences about participating in the Grow Your Own Grant program. And I hope that it continues to go well for them. Maybe we'll even have them back as a follow-up.
Sure.
I'd love that.
How it went.
Yeah.
Susan, thank you for being here today. Obviously, the work from what you've demonstrated that human resources is doing is nothing short of transformative, and we're lucky to have you at the helm guiding all of these projects going on.
Thank you. Thank you.
For those of you who may have an interest in checking out our award-winning Waterford Y video series or applying for a job, you can engage with our Waterford School District LinkedIn page or visit the Human Resources page. This podcast is brought to you by Waterford School District's Department of School and Community Services and is produced by Video Production Coordinator Jane Tichelli. I am the host of the podcast, Sarah Davis, and you can find all episodes of WSD Voice on our website at WSDMI.org, or you can tune in to 89.5 WAHS, Radio Central Multicultural, or any Waterford Community Cable channel. We also invite you to subscribe to the podcast, which is available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon Music, and if you want to watch the recording, on our WSD YouTube channel. We so appreciate you listening today and encourage you to tune in to future episodes of WSD Voice as we discuss topics geared toward inspiring, educating, and empowering our students, staff, alumni, and community to thrive.